Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi. Our theme for Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another segment of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have 7 degrees below zero here in central Minnesota. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on the FM dial. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. And yes, I mentioned that we have our guest on the line, Musicians Come and Play, our 227th segment of Musicians Come and Play. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in, and we say good morning to Mr. Larry Repke. Larry, how are you doing today?
Real fine. I'm sitting here enjoying the cold weather outside.
Uh-huh. Where is home for you, Larry? Where are you sitting?
I'm at 336 Main Street in Stuart, Minnesota. We're right on Highway 212 between Buffalo Lake and Brownton.
Ah, very good. Very good. Kind of what they say, God's country, huh?
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose.
There you go. All righty, Larry. Well, we're pleased to have you on the program today, Larry. And we've seen your name on some of the recordings through the years. Why don't you tell us where you were born and raised and who your folks were and a little bit about your background and then how you got into music.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure being on here. I don't get KASM that well. I'm trying to look for it on the computer, but we are not that knowledgeable yet.
Uh-huh.
And I was born 7 miles southeast of Stuart, Martin and Marie Repke, and I had one brother. He was 11 years older than me, and he got to go to Brownton School, and I had to go to Stuart School because the road by our place was the boundary lines, and Harlan had a choice in those years.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to grade school until third grade. We had to split up and consolidate. I went west, and here I am now.
Okay. Very good. And you have family around you, married, kids at all?
Yeah, we've got 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Tina is in Buffalo, and Reggie is in Monticello. And Mark, the baby, is in Hutchinson. My wife is Virginia Repke, and she is originally from Gibbon area.
Okay.
And we did plenty of playing in Gibbon.
Oh, yes. And that arranged the meeting there, I'm sure, huh?
That helped, yep.
Oh, you bet. Well, you play primarily brass instruments. Is that what I understand?
Yeah. We had house parties, like birthdays, anniversaries, housewarmings, and there were 3 of us that, besides me, and they brought their instrument. That was Lyle Repke and Charlie Repke and Alfred Klitsky. 3 Repkes and 1 Klitsky, and we called ourselves the Fernando Dutchman back in the... That was in 1971.
Oh, my goodness.
I would say. Well, I was in Vietnam in 68 and 69, so when I got out, we had to have our own gatherings, and we started playing, and it just grew after that.
Okay. How'd you get started playing, Larry? Did you take music in school, or did you learn by yourself, or how'd you get started?
No, we had music in school. I got to start 1 year earlier than the rest of the kids in my class because our neighbor girl, she was 1 year older than me, and when you're 7 miles from town, it's hard to make all the appointments. So her mother and my mother got together, and Hertha Klitsky came over and says, "Can Larry play in the band so that we could take turns driving into town?"
Oh, nice.
For
sure.
Whatever lessons it was in the summer, usually.
Mm-hmm.
concerts in during the year.
Oh, yes. And what did you start? What was your first instrument then?
I played trumpet.
Trumpet, okay.
My brother had a trumpet laying around, and he quit school when he was going into the junior class, and he never really kept it up.
Okay.
But he used to play on the car radio on Sunday afternoons, and KNUJ was usually the one that he had on.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't get KSM, I don't think. Although if you go up north and you try hard enough, you can get it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. And that's just the way the AM frequency, how the radio waves travel. I know we can barely get New Ulm radio station here.
I believe that.
Same as you guys there. But you get in the car and you drive a little bit in that direction, and all of a sudden it comes in clear.
I go to the VA pretty regular, and I usually miss New Ulm about, KDUZ and Hutch, too, about around Luxembourg.
Sure, sure. Okay. Yeah. Well, very good. So you started playing in school then. Did you go on to college at all, Larry?
No. Nope.
And so once you graduated, into the work world you went?
Yeah, that's about right, yeah.
And what did you do for, did you just play music or did you have another occupation?
Oh, I worked in, like all the local kids, in the creamery for a while. Then my brother was in Gaylord, and he found me this job at Super Value in Gaylord. And I was there like 2.5 years, I suppose, and then I joined the Army Reserve in 1964.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the half a year after I graduated, and then they called us up in 68, and we spent our time in Vietnam.
Oh yes, okay, very good.
And so, when I came back, my mom and dad, they used to take eggs to Glencoe.
Uh huh.
They had a produce there, and my dad got to know Lee Drager, and and he says, when Larry gets back from Vietnam, have him stop and see me. So I did that, because my promotion in Gaylord was to take over a position in another store that he had in Le Sueur, and I thought, why do I want to drive so much farther?
Uh-huh.
So I went to work for Lee Drager for 9 years and 9 months, and then I bought my own grocery store here in Stewart. It was Larry's Riddell.
Oh, really?
Was there 22 years.
My goodness. Meat department and all?
Pardon me?
You had a meat department and everything there in the grocery store?
Well, yeah, it was a small place, just enough for me and the wife, and I had an employee usually.
Sure. Well, that's wonderful. Very good.
Yeah. But it limited my time of playing with bands.
Oh, that's for sure.
You got a 7-day-a-week job.
Yes, you do. That is so true. So when did you get back to playing then?
We started in 71.
Okay.
The last Saturday in August, it was, we had a wedding in Hutchinson Armory,
uh-huh.
I believe it was. And from there on, it just kept on moving, and Lester Schuft, Dr. Schuft,
mm-hmm.
You know him with the Country Dutchman. He
Absolutely.
Found out about it, and I had to help him out once, and he kept me coming, and then it grew, and Wally Coles was his guitar player, and he also played with Sam's Concertina Band Chaska, Cologne area.
Mm-hmm.
And he also played with Bomo Stika out of St. Patrick. That's down there by New Prague. And also, while we were playing around with all these bands trying to make engagements, Marv Nissel split with Lester Schuft, and
uh-huh.
he started his own band. So I had to go south of Stewart, and I played with him for a while, whenever I could make it, you know?
Sure.
it's kind of like cancer. It spreads.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Did you play and do some time with Larry Novotny, too, then?
I No, I played. We had a CD we made together one time.
Sure.
Otherwise, I've played with his brother.
Oh, okay.
The bass horn player.
Oh, really?
I can't think of his name right now.
Uh huh.
I see him every year when we play in Montgomery.
All right.
In the Catholic Church with the Wenningers, I play them.
Sure, sure. Yeah. So that brings us to the next point. You tied on with the Wenningers, and you've been one of those familiar faces with the Wenningers for several years now, huh?
About 3 weeks after I sold my store in 2001, I ran into Peter in St. Cloud, and he says, "What are you doing?" I says, "I sold my store. I'm not doing anything." He says, "You want to play?"
Uh-huh.
So during the week, I got a phone call. Yeah, I can make it. On Saturday night, we played at Klausner House.
Uh-huh.
And after that, we played a job in Iowa. That was the next day. He called me back again. If you can make it Saturday night, can you make it Sunday, too?
and the rest is history.
Yeah, I've been with them since 2001.
Okay. And so which instruments do you all play with, play for them now these days, then?
Depends on who's there and who's not.
Okay.
I play bass horn when Schrader is gone.
Okay.
And trumpet and euphonium when Mike is gone.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very
good. For 14 years, Gary was out of service with the band, so I had to play mostly bass horn then.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And now he's back, and now the three of us kind of take turns, and Mike, he's playing most of the Southwest jobs and Iowa jobs, and I go to the Twin Cities more and Northern jobs, and it works out okay.
That's wonderful.
And he gets a day off every once in a while, and Gary takes off for fishing every once in a while, and
you still
somebody manages to be there.
Somebody's there. That's great.
Yeah.
So Are you one of the vocalists or singers in the group then, or do you not get up there and sing then with
Oh, no, I sing along with the guys.
You sing along, yeah.
Yeah.
So you must have played then when Paul was still alive then too, huh?
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, and I attended Paul's funeral, and I thought that was so respectful how the group got up there and sang some of the hymns there at Paul's Mass. And so you would have been one of them there then that was singing at that Mass then, huh?
You betcha. Paul Bearer and,
Yeah, very, very tragic that happened to Paul so young. They really had it going back in those days, huh?
Yeah, you betcha.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, and it's still a wonderful group. Everybody's getting older as things happen in life, but Peter's still with the band and still, whenever he's not south or whatever, taking the band and I understand Tom Moran has been doing some of the concertina work, too, then, huh?
Yeah, you betcha.
Uh-huh.
And he's pretty good for his age, anyway.
Really? Good, good. All right. Well, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so if I can ask you to stand by for just a little bit, Larry, we'll read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation.
Sounds good.
All right. So, Happy New Year from the St. Joe Meat Market, and we hope that all of you are finding a way to stay warm through these cold days of winter. Well, here is a suggestion for you. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market this week and pick up a nice beef or pork roast that you can put in the oven, which will help warm the house and put a great aroma throughout the house. Beef roasts, including chuck roast, sirloin tip, rump, and prime rib, are tender, juicy, mouth-watering, and always on hand in the meat case at the St. Joe Meat Market. Pork roasts, including the shoulder or picnic roast, pork loin, bone-in or boneless, and the ever-popular fresh ham roasts are in the meat case as well. Burger is ground fresh daily several times per day, and actually the meat case is totally refreshed every day with mouth-watering steaks, pork chops, chicken, and sausage, just to mention some of the great items that you'll find in the meat case when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joe. And Larry, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we send it out to your priority mail and hope that you and the family around you, everyone enjoys it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds good.
Uh-huh. And yep. Having had the store, I'm sure you dealt with a lot of good meat products over the years, too, as well, huh?
Enough, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. So you can appreciate a good package of sausage, bacon, summer sausage, whatever comes there, huh?
You bet.
All right. Well, as you were playing there, did you learn to read notes then, Larry, or do you play mostly by ear?
Oh, I read notes all the time in high school.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Mostly, that was all treble clef, though.
Yep.
When I played the bass horn, that goes kind of slow.
Oh, I can believe that. I've seen that bass clef, and that's Greek to me.
Yeah.
So, yes. So when you're playing bass horn, then you're playing mostly by ear?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Very, very good. Some of your favorite music to play when you play, like with the Wendingers, polkas, waltzes, or do you like the two steps, or what's your favorite?
I'm not too fussy about all three of them. The styles are, Peter has one set of style, and Paul, whenever we played without Pete, he got more, a different style, and he never liked this Czech music.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of like that, because German old time is good, but you get too many years of that with too many bands. And Czech is a little bit different. And, of course, then modern came in. And that really breaks things up, you know.
Sure. It seems like the bands that are successful these days are the ones that are doing a variety of music. You just can't sit there and play all polkas and waltzes. A lot of the dancers like a nice two-step, an occasional schottische, something different, like you say.
Yep, you betcha.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the dance halls and venues that you've been in through your years that you really enjoyed?
Oh, well, when we played at the Cotillion Ballroom in Kansas, that was amazing. That was a fantastic place. And I believe that place is gone already.
Uh-huh.
And then, there's... one of the better ones around is Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe.
Yeah, they're still going, yes.
And George's Ballroom was a nice playing place in New Ulm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, I was with Lester Schuft for St. Joe. Isn't it St. Joe that's had a ballroom?
Yes, they had the Delwyn Ballroom.
Delwyn, right.
Yep, and that one's gone too.
It is?
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I hadn't heard much about it.
Yep, it's a residential area now. Those, it's not all built up yet, but it's going to be all houses in there, and it's just a shame when a beautiful ballroom like that goes down.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
All those great memories. We were there a lot of times over the years, and yeah. It was great to have it in that St. Joe area for any kind of event and things that were going on. But it's the nature of the beast these days. It's tough to maintain those ballrooms.
Yeah.
So did you get in on a lot of polka fests, too, as well, Larry?
Yeah, we play plenty of them, too. And they're kind of getting out of style there now, too. I don't know about Ellsworth, Wisconsin. We played there many years.
Yeah.
And down in Iowa, Durant, Iowa. Played there with Jerry Schuft and with Wendingers, and that one has discontinued.
Sure.
And I don't know. There's still some people are still trying to keep it going, like in Duncan, Iowa.
Oh yes.
They're building that up.
Uh huh.
Eric.
I think
Eric
that's
and the, Bob.
I was going to say the Maliks are big down Malik, there in Duncan.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just there not too many weeks ago.
Okay.
Two or three, yeah.
Okay, and probably get in on the Bexter Fest over with Barefoot Becky?
Oh, I recorded with her already.
Oh, you have? Okay.
with George's concertina band.
Okay.
But I haven't been to the festival.
Okay.
And Larry Olson's doing a great job down at
Lake Benton. Yes, yes, you bet. Some great names there.
Yep.
Larry, over the years, if you weren't playing, who would have been some of the bands that you would have enjoyed going out to see back in your days, you know, earlier?
I liked Otto Strehl.
Uh-huh.
And I meant playing with him, too.
Oh, you did?
It was only a three-piece band, but he had the right style. Him and Rudy Wittes, they had a style of their own.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, you've got Carl Hartwig and this guy from Buffalo. Can't think of his name right offhand. But they're all fingers.
Uh-huh.
And, man, can they finger.
Yes. Yes, they can.
But the style of the old concertina players were still great.
Yeah.
Leroy Fleur was good from New Orleans.
Yeah. Is he still going yet, Leroy?
I believe I heard last night that he was in Winthrop in a nursing home.
Oh, okay. Okay, not active anymore.
No, Donnie Klausner was at Wendinger's last night. We had a Christmas party.
Okay.
And he's still going.
Yes, yeah, Donnie does a nice job.
Yep.
Has for so many years.
Yep.
Did you get to see Elmer Scheid and Johnny Gogg and some of those great concertina players over the years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I liked Elmer Scheid pretty good. And Johnny Gogg, I played with him on KNUJ had this Town and Country Days
where
they got breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And he was usually there. And besides that, his wife came from right across the street from me. I'm looking at her house right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, our time. Oh, really? Okay. I was going to say our time is starting to run short here, Larry. And
okay.
I always ask every guest if they can think of a memory or something that stands out in their mind, an event or something that was memorable to you, good, bad, or otherwise over the years. Is there a special dance job or anything that sticks out?
Well, I can go back to, I suppose, when Doc Schroff first started his program,
uh-huh.
and I was the first member on his show, and he always taught about when I was having crazy days in Stewart, in the whole town had crazy days, and I was dressed up like a lady.
Oh, yeah?
And I had a playing job that night, and with time being scarce, I didn't change. I wore my lady's outfit by up there by your place.
Oh, up at the Delwyn?
Not at Delwyn, west.
Probably could have been New Munich.
Sox Center.
Okay, Sox Center Coliseum. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and I played, and did I have the people looking at me?
Yeah, I can believe that.
And what do you do when it comes to intermission?
Oh, yeah.
Which bathroom? I did not know if I was going into the men's bathroom or the women's bathroom.
Yeah, I'll bet. You could have got thrown out of either one, huh?
I went into the back room, and I changed. I did close the lights.
Oh, goodness. That's a pretty good story, Larry. Well, with that, we're going to... Well, I was just... I guess I almost forgot to ask you about the recordings. You said you recorded with some of the different bands, but you've been on several of the Wendinger recordings, too, as well, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I started out with Lester Schroft. I think I got 5 records with him.
Uh-huh.
And I got about 5 of them with Marv Nissel Band.
Okay.
And I got one with Jolly Checks.
Oh, yes.
Dean Straitchecks.
Yes, yep.
And the CDs, I got about 3 or 4 with Wendinger's.
Oh, yes. Very good.
And one with George's Concertina Band. That is really a fine little number, though, too.
Yes, yep. They're doing a great job. Nancy Buckentine and Gail... can't think of Gail's last name at the right on the spur of the moment, and they're doing a real nice job there.
Gail Sheet, yeah.
Yep, there you go, Gail Sheet. Very good. Well, Larry, we're going to have to let you run. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I tell each and every one of my guests, good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again. How's that?
All right. Well, and you have a happy new year.
Wishing you the same. Are you working tonight?
No.
Not?
Nope.
You got the night off. Boy, back in the days, that was always a big night, New Year's Eve, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Well, very good. Well, you have a good New Year's Eve as well, Larry, and we'll talk to you soon then, okay?
You betcha. Thanks.
All right, there he goes. Larry Repke, our 227th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. It takes us 12 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 56 our current temperature here in, 5 degrees below zero here in central Minnesota. Don't go away, we've got music coming up with Larry Repke and the Wendinger Band coming up in just a moment.